Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, We Speak for the King, already in progress.
You talk about tough, tough, tough. Jesus was tough. And then he went out there. And then the thing that I really think about is when I watch the Passion, whenever they put him on that cross and nailed him to that thing, when they drove those nails through his hands and through his feet, and then they tied his arms on that thing. And then when I've lived on a farm nearly all my life, and I have put some great big posts in the ground. Sometime when if I dig a 4 foot hole, four foot deep and a foot diameter hole, 4 foot down, that's about this far, and I'm going to set a corner post. When I get back over here and I stand that post up and start it sliding down, when it goes down the hole, bam, bam, when it hits the bottom. I never thought about that until I got to thinking about Jesus, that he was nailed on that tree, on that cross. And when they picked him up and that big beam went up and it slid down in that ground, when it hit the bottom of that hole, when it stopped like those posts, he was nailed on that thing. And he did that for me. He did it for you, and he did it for you. Is that right? Yes. He did that to pay the sin price that you and me couldn't pay. If he had not been willing to go to that cross and do what he did, you and me would still be lost eternally in a lake of fire coming for us one day. That's all we could look for, is the lake of fire. Everybody that does not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will die and go to hell. And we don't want nobody to go there, because all you got to do is just call on the name of Jesus, right? Anybody that calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. That's what he says. Then he gives us a new body. And one day, he will really give us that new one. Either when he comes back in the rapture and takes us away from this earth, or when you die on this earth. And he said, everybody's going to die, want to die, and then the judgment. Is that what he said? Wow. So I can understand why I groan for that new body. You know, I think about, Keith, you've always been a healthy critter. And you worked hard out in, and I mean, I worked in that world, same world you work in, so for many years as an engineer. So I know what's involved when you're working like you do. But when you were 30, how old are you now, Keith?
58.
Okay, so when you were half this age, when you were about 30, were you a ball of fire?
Oh, yeah.
You could just work and go.
Oh, yeah.
You could run and play and do all kinds of things, right?
Yep.
But just to get to 58, have you slowed down just a little?
A little bit.
A little bit. Not too much, but a little.
A little bit.
So you know what I mean, right?
Yes, sir.
So when you get to be 77, nearly 78 like me, you're going to see a few more changes. You know, but you'll find out that this thing that you live in on this earth is growing old and it's wearing out. Is that right, Mary? Is yours wearing out too? You're pretty young though, girl.
I can hear myself groaning sometimes.
You know, isn't it wonderful to be, how many of you still feel like you're 30 or 40 years of age? Hey, me too. I'm going to hold my head up too. But you know, we know that at 30 years of age, we know. I mean, even 40 years of age. When I was 40 years of age, I just like Keith, I was a ball of fire, and I could go night and day, do anything I wanted to do. I could stay up with the boys when they had a special project we had to work on. We had to work on it until 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was out there with them. Sometimes around the clock. You've done a bunch of them, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I know you have. But you know, when you get to be 70 or 80, you slow down. Isn't that something?
Yes.
You just, you know, you see people. In fact, the other day we was up at, we went up to Brahms, has some ice cream. I don't know how old the guy was, but he looked like he had to be at least 80 or 85. But maybe older, I don't know. But, you know, when I think about that, I think here I am. I'm 77, nearly 78. And we had to go help the guy get into his car. You know, and I thought, wow, if I'm lucky, I'll live as long as this guy is. Of course, I was afraid to ask you how old he was. Rather, he might have said 70, you know, or something. I thought, oh boy, I'm already past that. But you know, you have to really stay in there. Like Cheryl keeps telling me, don't let the old man in. Think young. See, so she's, I think that's what she's trying to do when she looks at herself. She's trying to think that I am young. And she is young. Yes, so praise the Lord. Yeah, yes, but see, that's what she keeps saying. In fact, Kim had a dream the other night. And in that dream, she saw me and Cheryl about half our age, right? Yeah. She said, I even had black hair. I said, oh, my goodness gracious, wow. So if I was 33 or 35 years old, my goodness gracious alive, wow, we're going to get up and tackle the world tomorrow. Yeah, I'm telling you for sure. Isn't that something? But that's what the Lord says. If we believe, he renews our youth like the eagle. So those that believe, I was out at the airport the other day, and there was a 96-year-old man that looked like he was 60, had just run 5 miles.
Wow.
I would not, when they asked me how old I thought he was, I said, okay. I said, he's probably a whole lot older than he looks, so I'll say 65. And they said, no, he's 96. And I thought, wow, and he had just run 5 miles. Now, that man had taken care of his flesh. He had eaten the right stuff. He had exercised and obviously served the Lord. I don't know. I didn't get to talk to him. They just told me about him. But I thought, wow, is he something else? Okay, verse 3. We groan for this new body. We need to be clothed with this new house. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Yeah, we're going to be clothed with our new body. Praise the Lord. That's for sure. Verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would not be clothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Verse 5. Now he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given us, unto us, the earnest of the Spirit. He's given us the Holy Spirit as of verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in this body, we're absent from the Lord. So today, as you and I are in this body, we're not with the Lord. Although we know that Christ in us, the hope of glory, he is here. Isn't that something to think about? We're not in heaven with the Lord, but we're with him on the earth. So you, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can't get away from him. He will always be there. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Verse 7, let's see what that verse 7 says. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Is that where the Christian's supposed to walk?
Yes.
For we walk by faith and not by sight. That is the hardest thing in the world, it appears, for us to do. To walk by faith and not by sight. We want to be able to see it. If I see it, I know I have it. If I don't see it, it's hard to realize that I still have it. I have to believe. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. So when we die on this earth, this old flesh body that we live in here, the one that's wearing out, we're going to leave this old thing here, aren't we? Yeah. And I'm going to be glad to leave it here. I'd much rather have that new man, the spirit man. Verse 7, verse 9. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Now that really takes something. I want to please the Lord in everything I do, don't you? I mean, I want every word that comes out of my mouth to glorify Him. I want Him to be happy with me. I know that being, it doesn't mean that it's going to make a difference as to whether I'm saved or lost, because that we've done that by faith. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became children of the Most High God. The Scripture says the only thing we have to do is just call on the name of Jesus, and we're saved. That's how simple it was. In fact, most of you have heard me tell the story about how Cheryl's dad, when he passed away, he was not a Christian. And she had asked the Lord to show her somehow whether he was or not. And so when I come into the room where she was with him, he was comatose. I didn't realize he was in the process of dying right there. And she wanted me to pray for him. So I knelt there and closed my eyes. And the minute I closed my eyes, I saw her daddy falling backward into the abyss of hell. I never cry for nobody. I'm a man's man, and I don't cry. It doesn't matter what happens, I don't cry. I'm just not that way. But that day, I poured tears out of my eyes like a bucket, like it was raining. I never cried like that for nobody, but I saw my first man dying and going to hell. And it was her daddy. When I saw that, I started screaming, Howard. His name was Howard. I said, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. And Cheryl was saying, yes, Daddy. She said, call on the name of Jesus. She had no idea what was going on. But I was seeing this in the spirit. And as I saw her daddy falling into hell, I'm screaming, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. And he's going further and further back like this, right into the abyss of hell, falling into the lake of fire. And as he was, and I'm screaming, and tears just gushing out of my eyes. I never cried like that for nobody ever in my life. But I never saw anybody falling into hell either. But all of a sudden, I heard him say, Jesus. That's all he said, Jesus. When he said Jesus, immediately the light from somewhere up above, a big bright light came down and illuminated him and stopped his fall and drew him just like Superman right into that light, and he was gone to heaven. Yeah, he got to go to heaven, yeah, praise God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, We Speak for the King, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.